Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
And welcome to the Friend Zone.
You sprung that on me.
I did. I do that often, actually. Mm. I'm going to open the door, though, because it's quite hot. I just recorded an episode.
I need to get my phone or a means of checking out the correspondence.
It's totally fine. Allow me to introduce our friends to the zone. A lot been happening on the home front, ladies and germs. What's been going on? Had a little soiree to celebrate the impending child coming into my life, which was fun. Guy was there. I baked 3 cakes by myself. Guy just tried one of them before.
It was fantastic.
It's tricky though because they didn't rise enough, which I think is a bit of a known feature or bug of those cakey cakes. I've heard it before. They don't.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Not enough baking powder or something. Is that what makes them rise?
I don't know what makes them rise, Tim. I don't know anything about baking, but I will
what
say
I'm gonna do next.
You made an incredible cake. It was fantastic.
Oh, thanks, mate.
Honestly, it turned my morning around.
Oh, right on. Love that. I'm not a bad baker, I've got to say. I know how to do it.
You're a good baker.
I used to bake chocolate cakes a lot as a teenager. I sort of taught myself how to make chocolate cakes when I was about 11, and then just I'd smash them out every weekend, make a little chocky cake for myself.
I love it.
Beautiful. Hadn't done one in ages, though. But Zoe's got a cake mixer. I bought her a cake mixer for her birthday, which out of context seems like an awful thing to get your wife. But she wanted it specifically.
Why does it sound awful?
It feels like getting someone a really cool vacuum cleaner, you know?
Oh, like make me a cake.
It seems sexist to me on the face of it. But she did request it specifically. So that was really fun. Had some pals around here, got some lovely gifts. And
what was the best gift?
I don't really want to rank them, but I will. I can't remember off the top of my head who got it for us. But we've got it written down because Zoe's very good at this. She put it in a book, what everyone got us. But it's this gorgeous plush dragon.
Hi.
Green, so soft. And Rufus thought it was for him.
So of course. Man, Rufus.
Yeah.
That guy's life's about to change.
Yeah, yeah. Rufus the dog, Rufus our dog, he's in for a shock.
Big style.
Now, he's all right with babies, though, eh? There were a lot of kids here at that party.
It was stressful.
Yeah.
I couldn't show everyone my kicks because there were so many fucking kids around.
You literally...
My high kicks.
Yeah.
You know, I've been working on my high kicks.
You would have fucked shit up if you were just kicking around. There's a lot of people in general in such a small space.
I don't really go to baby showers anymore.
Fair enough.
My main also thing got, I do at parties is my high kicks.
Got my birthday coming up. If anyone wants to wish me a happy birthday, you may do so. It's on the 19th of August. And
it's a Thursday this year.
Going to be going bowling with a few pals.
Am I invited?
Yes, you're invited.
Thank you.
Go Montgomery. Please bring Chelsea if you can.
Chelsea.
And also... Guy's got a nationwide comedy tour coming up. He's doing stand-up across the whole country.
It's true. That is very exciting. Tickets are on sale now for all locations. And there's 19 of the bastards. I'm starting in Whangarei, and I'm finishing In Nelson, of all places.
Nelson's not far south enough if you're starting in Whangarei.
Well, it's not done exactly geographically. You're not. Okay. I'm going as far south as Queenstown or Dunedin, whichever is further south.
Queenstown.
But anyway, it's incredible. It's happening over September and October. I say it's incredible. I hope it's incredible.
It will be. This will be sick as hell. And especially towards the end of it. So you people in the South Island are going to be getting Guy on form. If you're in Northland, you're in for a rocky time.
It's going to be
a difficult 60 minutes.
It's going to be a good time.
Seeing my man on stage.
First show, Whangarei, Wednesday the 22nd of September. Last show, Nelson, Saturday the 23rd of October. And there's 17 shows in between that. Both
so you'll be doing, are you doing one on your birthday?
No.
No, wait, your birthday is the 29th of September.
So I'm not doing one then, but I am doing one the next night in Tauranga.
Well, how about that? Liv has written us an email from the 25th day of February in the year of our Lord 2021. Nice. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah.
Hi. Just wanted to thank you and Guy for the last few years of laughs. This podcast really helped me not sink into a deep depression in high school, and now it's just funny while I'm attending art college. I would also like to let you know that many people here are big fans of you guys and Big Top Burger. Art students fucking love clowns. Like, most own at least one porcelain clown. I'm very much enjoying this season with Emmanuel. That's so good. It's spelt like kind of phonetically. A-M-A-N and then the word you and then the word well.
Love it.
I don't know how you spell your name. I'm dyslexic. And hope for new seasons in the future. Also, sorry Guy for the inebriated frog photos, but my hands are kind of tired, so I gotta keep sending them.
I love
my hands
those.
Are tied. Sorry, not tied.
I'm always getting those.
If this gets on the friend zone, say my name. Liv, Loeb, they, them. Thank you, Liv. I think I've got one of these. Maybe I've got one of these cartoon frogs as a preview of your profile.
I'm always getting these freaking frogs.
They rocks. Love a frog. Love Big Top Burger.
Yeah.
Coolest thing I've ever been involved in.
And I need you more.
Including this
there
podcast.
There was a new episode that dropped recently I watched.
Oh, really?
Is it like a burger fair? Or some sort of food truck?
Mean. I might not have seen that one.
I think you're in it.
Yeah, that's possible.
Oh.
I don't see them till they come out, and sometimes I don't know when they come out. Well, I'm just on YouTube, and it's like, hey, have you seen this? It's like, hey, I'm in this.
It was really, really funny.
Choice.
Shall I read something out?
Yep.
Hey, Tum and Gee. This person swapped the vowels in our names.
So that is good.
Tim and Guy, it's Tum and I don't know how you do G-I-Y. How would you do it? Gee, ready for some podcast inception? Just listened to Friendzone 127. And the first person...
Is that a prime number?
127? I reckon. And the first message was from someone in Ireland who referenced my previous message and how it reminded them of the song Wichita Lineman by Glen Campbell, which you boys introduced them to in a previous episode. Funnily enough, even though I'm from Wichita, I was first introduced to the song when I stayed at an Airbnb in Dublin, Ireland in 2016, and the owner was a radio host who, upon hearing I was from Wichita, had to know if I liked that song and played it for me when I said I didn't know it. Obviously, I loved it and have since listened to it many times over. So I guess Ireland and Wichita are inextricably linked by Glen Campbell somehow, or Irish people just have great taste in classic American Western music. And that's from Maggie, and there's a new feature on the Facebook Messenger for the page. We're at the bottom of the message. It says here, create. It's given me the option to create an appointment.
I'm going to suggest you go ahead and don't.
Yeah, I'm not going to. Sorry, Maggie, it's nothing personal, but I'm just not going to create an appointment.
That is cool. So Dublin, Ireland, and Wichita, Kansas will now heretofore be known as sister cities. Am I using that correctly?
Yeah.
Heretofore. Heretofore is before, isn't it? It's up until.
Heretofore.
I Googled it as about 127 as a prime.
It sounds like a prime.
So it's pretty good. I'm not sure if I've read this one before because I did. I'll read you my reply first, which is simply disgusting. Thank you, Jesper.
Mm-hmm.
And now I will read the message. sent on the 25th of Feb. Dear Timberley, Wimbley, Battery, Bat, and Guy Piece of Shit, Montgomery, just listen to a Friend Zone episode where someone brought up the amount of time you have spent watching bad movies but didn't calculate it. So I did a quick calculation.
Rude.
A few simplifications and not counting Patreon episodes, you have spent, are you ready, Guy? 31,072 minutes, or 518 hours, or 22 days, or 3 entire weeks watching just watching films for the podcast. And that is just counting the time watching films. And for the curious, that is about 13 normal work weeks, assuming 40 hours in a week. Love from Sweden, same a fucking name, Jesper Lundberg. Guy has slipped into what I can only describe as a catatonic state, being presented with the number of hours that he has sunk into this project. A malaise is being expressed on his face, and here comes the retort.
Wouldn't change it,
but
wouldn't do it again.
Well, that's what you think.
That's what I know. That is so, I mean, it's in a sense, it's incredible, like, just do one thing over and over again.
Incredibly stupid.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid.
You've exited it out of the messages because you're so devastated.
Yeah, I was upset.
I'm going to read one then. I just began listening to The Worst Idea of All Time after I've been listening to My Brother and Me. They had sold the Till Death Do Us Blart episode, and I binged because I desperately need something to listen to at work. That yearly series is hilarious and had me stopping several times at work just to laugh at it. How fun the pair of you are in it made me interested in your other... How fun the pair of you are in it made me interested in your other series. I just finished the entire run of the first season of Worst Idea of All Time, and from the descent into madness of the first 7 or 8 episodes to the grim acceptance of your task through the triumph of passing the halfway point and the culmination of your climb down the mountain in LA, I consumed the entire season in just about a week.
Love that.
7 or 8-ish hour sessions. Good criminy. The constant questioning of not just why yourself, but asking the audience why are you listening to this, kept me engaged. I'm writing because I've started on season 2 and just finished episode 4. At the end of it, you tell your listeners thank you and that you love them. And then specifically call out Alex. I know that's a pretty common gag to pick a popular name and shout it out, but it hit me hard. I feel like this podcast caught me at exactly the right time in my life. I'm in a period where I feel like doing the same things day in and day out. What feels like the worst week of my life had started last Thursday, a full week ago, and I've now been struggling through the most depressing, painful days I can ever remember going through. The moments when I can tune everything out and focus on the maddening action the peer review and your guests is my shining light. Having two people going through a mundane, insane task, self-inflicted, and doing everything they can just to get through each week really resonates. I have thought several times, well, if they can watch these awful movies once a week, I can do this thing. Hearing that throwaway gag of the two of you professing your love for Alex's Everywhere had me almost break down because it felt like you were speaking directly to me. You two are comedy masterminds and your show is fantastic. I am really excited to continue marching through your struggles to catch up and follow along with the adventure in this, the year 2021. I still don't know why you decided to do this absolutely insane thing, but I'm glad that you did. I did not watch Grown Ups 2. And I will hold myself to only ever consume the movies you do your weekly reviews of through your podcast. Thank you for your entertainment. You rock.
That's really nice.
Hold on, I need to dwell on this for a little bit. There's a very big message, Guy, from Alex.
Okay.
Alex really opened themselves up to us, the hosts of The Worst Idea of All Time.
Okay.
And Alex, I say unto you, I'm very sorry to hear that things might not be going great at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And know that unfortunately is how life works sometimes. But also know this, the other way that life works is that things do get better. We're at your side. We're here for you, producing, I think it was 16 work weeks of content through the ages.
13.
Mm-hmm. Get it in you, Alex.
Yeah.
We love you.
We've done the work for you to unwind.
We hope
and
things get
enjoy
better.
Some horrible escapism. We provide a nightmare soundscape for people who are having a hard time in their lives to go on holiday in. And the beauty of it is, you know, you can leave that holiday, but the versions of ourselves who recorded that are trapped there for time immemorium. It's incredible to think the length and breadth of the audio footprint we have left in the world of us literally at our very worst. That is the opposite of most people's desired output in life. No one really wants to bottle themselves at their lowest and then just send it out for everyone to enjoy.
Give the people what they want.
It's an act of generosity on our behalf.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
By the way,
thanks
to, you know, the regularity of the recent friend zones and the deep love that we share, the Facebook, this is going to frustrate some people whose messages haven't been read out, but by my research and by what I've looked at,
We're up to date.
So anything at all, fire it through to the Worst Editor of All Time Facebook or at @twio@pod on Twitter. We'd love to hear from you. This is an email.
There's probably stuff sitting in the Twitter.
Addressed to
I've
Tim.
I've just thought of that now. Definitely stuff sitting in the Patreon.
Hey, Tim. Long time listener. Awesome show. Great job. So,
okay, here it comes.
I knocked something a little summing up for you guys to use if you want. I went the route of old school 80s 8-bit rock or like Street Fighter or Scott Pilgrim for that matter. Let me know what you think. I hope you dig it and are keen to use it. I didn't include my ID tags in the track, so it's just free to use. I'm including an M4A version and an MP3 version so you can use either format. I'm actually a composer normally, so if you want any other music, feel free to reach out. Also, separate note, I've noticed another connection with the Sandlerverse right at the start of Grown Ups 1. I think the Hollywood agent Lenny is yelling at on the phone in his living room is actually Sandy Wexler from another Sandler film by the same name, which makes sense with how he ends the phone call with, I love you too, bye. Anywho, hope you enjoy.
You could do that, actually.
All the best, man.
Guy's got my phone, everybody, so I'm just getting him to
play
that
on
attachment.
VLC?
Yeah, that sounds good. VLC, the free open source media player for your PC, Mac, or Android device.
Yeah.
If only I could navigate it.
It just...
Oh, it's not opening, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a travesty.
Yeah.
Let's try the... what was that, the MP3? I'll try the M4A, which my nerds out there will know is just a wrapper for AAC. I'm going to download the file. Do you want to read something?
Yeah.
I've downloaded the file. So this should.
Welcome to the friend zone. Friend zone. Welcome to the friend zone.
You're gonna play that dastardly control.
Hell yeah, dude. That is.
Welcome to the friend.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
That is very Scott Pilgrim-y 8-bit rock.
We're currently rocking
a beautiful fucking Aussie voice, too.
An intro theme from Death Hand, if I'm not much mistaken.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll flip that one in.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. I'm going to mark that.
Why wouldn't you?
And then forget about it later.
Yeah, that'll be.
Do you want to just keep my phone, bro? Rattle through a few. Look at that. Got a donation, yeah?
Oh, wow.
Is it fair?
This email confirms that you've received a donation of $50.
Whoa, shit!
From the wickedly talented Fiona. And it says, thank you for existing.
Dude, thank you for $50.
You magnificent boys. That's what it says. That's how it is. That's how it be.
Fiona, thank you so much.
Man, I hope
your financial support allows us to continue punching ourselves in the bollocks with cinematic products.
So thank you. This one reads, man, I hope this is where you send stuff for the friend zone. Anyways, I found y'all through Deathblood and started listening to Twilight on the pretext of learning to tell y'all's voices apart.
Anyways, tricky.
I've listened to the whole catalogue and I think you've ruined how I watch movies.
Mm.
I'm not currently sober enough to explain that thought any further without rambling, but I absolutely think this is the case. Anyways, I just wanted to say thanks for the pod. I found it a great accompaniment to some painting I've been doing recently. If this does make it on the friend zone, say my goddamn name.
Say it.
Dex.
Dex. Hell yeah. What a concise and clear message for an inebriated person.
Yeah.
From an inebriated person.
Only note, they used anyways twice to start two consecutive sentences. So I'm going to work on Dex. I mean, it's a great message, don't get me wrong, but if you do want notes, you
guy knows
what
what's coming from me.
What?
Going to have him up for being a pedant.
Oh, fuck you.
That's the next thing that's coming out of my mouth. Do you want to hit another email?
Yeah.
Cool.
Subject line. Please quit reminding us of our plight. Date, March 11th. Text.
Oh, man, I was going to end on this, but I can already tell the tone is not going to be a...
Hello, Tim.
Uh-oh. I think you've picked a good voice for this.
I'm such a huge fan of your show.
Okay.
It brings me great joy to listen.
Okay.
As it does many others.
Yep.
I consider myself a soft-hearted gal, and every time I hit Friend Zone episode 99, it physically causes me anxiety. We're fully aware our country's on fire, so please be gentle with the millions who are terrified. I'll still listen because I still adore you. Just remember there are many people trying to fight the good fight, and I hope you can see the quiet many rather than the boastful few. Much love, Geneva Shirley.
Were you allowed to say that name? Does that seem legit?
Mm.
Maybe just keep it to the first names in future, guy. At any rate, hey, look, that message, fair dinkum. That is to say, in my Antipodean way, you're correct. You know,
what were we doing in early March?
Shooting our mouth off, probably.
Sounds like it.
Doesn't it? So, no, it's a good point, well made. It's the thing about being in our blessed country is we're incredibly lucky, and the thing about being a human being is often you normalize whatever situation you're in like immediately, and you get trapped in your own little bubble of experience, so... Apologies if we've come across as apologies if we have been what's the word I'm looking for?
Callous,
that was the word, yes.
I know.
We probably have been callous, so sorry for that.
Definitely across our checkered history of podcasting.
Yeah, dog.
But
we love you guys. And I'm not ending on that one. I'm gonna get another message.
That's fresh. That one there is fresh.
What do you mean?
The one that you just exited out of was different from the one we just read. It was
Gotcha. This one's from someone else that says, good morning, Tim. I just listened to Friend Zone 116 and Guy mentioned Heat, the movie starring Robert De Niro and Al Pacino.
Love that movie.
It made me remember the movie Righteous Kill, a crime drama that stars De Niro and Pacino. I watched it the other night with my husband after thinking, quote, how have I not heard of this movie? Then I watched the movie and realized why I hadn't heard of it. A movie so bad, it begs the question, are De Niro and Pacino actually terrible actors? I had so many amazing belly laughs watching this movie, especially toward the end. Definitely worth a watch if you're in the mood. I do not recommend watching it 52 times.
Roger that.
Also, 50 Cent is in it.
Hey, we don't hear from him anymore.
It's from Shana from the USA.
I wonder what 50 Cent's doing.
Getting paid, right?
Presumably.
He's a very entrepreneurial guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he retweeted someone 36 seconds ago.
Oh, yeah? What was the nature of the tweet?
Doesn't make sense without context.
Oh, okay.
He's promoting something.
Ah, yeah, that
makes sense. How many followers do you think 50 Cent has on Twitter?
1.2 million.
12.6?
Jesus, 12.6 million.
How many people do you think he follows?
That's a good question. 200.
21.
I was originally going to say like 2,000, so I'm glad I paired it back, yeah. But I was still very wrong.
Nah, you're good.
All right, that's it for the friend zone today. Nice, short, sharp one.
How many followers do you think Marshall Mathers has?
He's not on Twitter, is he?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
Does he tweet?
A little bit. Promotional stuff. Probably someone does it for him.
Dog, I'm going to say more than 50 Cent. I'm going to say 15 mil.
22.
Damn. That's a lot.
Doesn't follow a soul.
Good on him.
That's the way to do it.
It is. Gets so undeniably good that you can have 22 yeah. million people follow you and you don't have to give back to the community at all. At any rate, folks, what a joy to be with you. Hope you're doing okay.
Yeah. If you're in New Zealand or you know anyone in New Zealand, please check out my tour dates. Go on montgomery.co.nz. I would love to see you in the regions. I've never done this before. I'm excited and nervous.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be good, though. I'm in a funny zone as a comedian. So there's that.
There's that. And I'm going to continue perfecting my baking. So we've all got stuff going on.
Yeah.
Don't you worry about Timbo.
If you're in Sandringham,
fires,
knock on every door.
Fires in the eye.
Eventually you'll find Tim Batt with a cake in his hand. And he'll say, please, can you try this? I'm working on something magnificent.
Bye. In the friend zone.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.